Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Okay, good. See, they're going to go. I've been talking the entire time. You just have to talk in the microphone.
Okay. Is it on? Yeah. I'm not super specific about what I'm supposed to say, but I will say that we had a lot of interesting content yesterday and a lot of good music and a lot of, yeah, I've got this and I'm going to do it. So then last night, I went back to my room and I was like, I had a list of things that homework I needed to do. So I texted my husband and I asked him to get my daughter to sessions this week. And that was super, like, I was like nervous and like, she'll be inconvenienced because she has to get up a half hour earlier. He'll be inconvenienced because he has to go to work a little bit later. But like, it threw off my whole schedule and somehow that was okay. So, as we come out of here with a lot of uplifting energy and good intention, it's still super hard to go back and do the work. And I had to have this time block or time commitment to come in, like I have to do this before I come in today. So I did that. I put a Walmart order in and have it delivered, even though it was $2 more to have it delivered versus pick it up. What else? I went online and bought some clothing that my husband would be excited about.
If you take our daughter to this therapy appointment.
Yeah. there you go. I never thought of that. And then I asked a neighbor to pick up my daughter because it was in the middle of a work meeting. I'm thinking, well, I could drive. It's a half hour drive. They'll be on the phone, but I could pick her up. It was ridiculous. And it's so hard to ask for help, but I did it. And having this commitment of I have to do it before I show up today was helpful. So I would encourage you to make some commitments and write it down and time limit it so that it's not, oh, when I get to it. Oh, the other thing is I texted my house cleaner and like, okay, we have to schedule something. So, and I don't know why I'm scared to do all of that. Like, well, then I have to pre-clean before. Like, get over it. You made a commitment. You pay this money. Like, just go do what you say you're going to do. So we need to move the needle. We need to, like, make a commitment and act on it. So I would encourage you, write down a few things, set a date, and we should do follow through.
We should.
Yeah. Like, when, yeah.
Sounds like a good idea. And what do you mean only $2 more and they have it delivered from Walmart? I will be looking into that. I placed my order for tomorrow because I need dog food, Colgate, Epsom salts.
Most of it is delivered. I'm in the Chicago area, so I don't know if it's different, but there's a pickup and there's a delivery. Now, I didn't get
groceries. I just got hairspray and that kind of thing.
That's why Walmart is great, people.
But they deliver it.
Okay, well, I'll be looking into that on Monday. Who else? It could be how Organize 365, you have to come up. How Organize 365 has changed you, how this weekend has changed you, whatever you want to share. And you can start a line so that we can pass the mic.
Part of why I'm doing this is because I'm nervous to come up here and I want to do it. I just wanted to share, I'm so glad you did this. I left last year feeling very invigorated and that's all I really hope to get out of this time. And I feel that. I love being with like-minded people. I just needed to be re-motivated and get in touch with what I really want to do. And that really struck me in some of your podcasts. And last year, talked about how our life shouldn't just be about cleaning and errands. And that really hit me because it's like, yeah, it does. It is right now, and I don't want it to be. So what can I do to change that? And so I got some more ideas this weekend. Plus, I love the fellowship. And I do want to see these people again. So I hope you do something.
All right, I'll work on it. I'll work on it.
Hey, everybody. Yay, Debbie. I want to kind of like expand on what she said is, so I live here, if you guys didn't know, if you hadn't heard already, and I kind of like stalk Lisa sometimes. She just doesn't know that. Anyway, I just had the opportunity to come. I was supposed to be at a 4-H thing and that fell through, so yay. And I was like, I really don't know what it's about, but I know that I love Lisa and she motivates me and the community that she's, I don't know, created and brought up and lifts up. I'm like, I kind of like that. Kind of want to be part of that. Whatever that thing you told me, that FOMO thing, that must be it. I don't know. So I am really thankful for all of the stories, even though I am only at this one little table, that I know that all of you are sharing. I know, as I get goosebumps right now, that you guys have all gotten something, whether you knew what it was you came here to get, or whether it was something you just had no clue, or whether you just took the leap to come by yourself from California, maybe. There you are. And, you know, I like being a part of it. I like to talk. But it just, I appreciate you being raw with each other and doing what I think Lisa kind of wanted to happen is for us all to just show that we're not going through this alone. Because I have been following her for maybe like 17, maybe. And I go through really hard times of depression and anxiety where I can't get my butt up. I get up and then I'm like, nope, that's too much. Can't do it. Got to go sit back down. And I needed this to hopefully get my butt up and do what I needed to do to move forward to make my family better and to help my girls be strong girls and strong women because I want to be that example for them. But again, I just want to thank you guys all because I think that you all got something more than what you were expecting by coming here.
Thank you. You can stand closer to the stage. It doesn't bite.
So I had a big mental block when it came to the money and spending money to come here and taking time. And I think that I live a lot of my decisions in my life is based on fear and guilt. And so it was really difficult for me to overcome that guilt. It felt very self-indulgent to come here. And it was really hard to tell my family I'm doing this for me. I felt really guilty about that. And but my husband, we haven't been getting along that well for a while. We've both become very complacent. And he said that he would drive the 8 hours from Toronto with me. And we've had the most amazing weekend. And I've been sharing with him after every session, telling him about the people at my table. And we've talked more this weekend than we've talked in a long time. So I think for me, it's about sometimes if you spend the money and you just trust, then good things happen and it has ripple effects. And my teenage kids have had the whole house to themselves the weekend without me telling them what to do. So they're really happy about that.
I hope it's still standing when you get back there.
I just want to know, whose laundry's in the dryer?
Oh, all of our laundries are in the dryer.
So you said we can give testimonials on how Organize 365 has changed our lives. So my youngest son is 4 years, some months old, and about 6 months after he was born, I started taking medication for depression. And last August, I got him into preschool and his brother started kindergarten. So I started counseling while I was at it. And then a couple of months later, I signed up to watch a whole bunch of videos on organization. And one of them was your Sunday basket. I never stop and take notes. That was like, an hour long video? It took me 2.5 hours. So binged on your Sunday basket podcast. Started binging on the Organize 365 podcast, and I mentioned that yesterday. And between the counseling and listening to your podcast, I had been swimming through depression for 4 years. Swimming, treading water. I remember being in the car listening to your depression story and how you got through that. And I can't even remember some of the other stories, like the podcast immediately following that story, talking about parents with special needs and how they are allowed to feel what they feel, mm-hmm. and it's okay. Yep. And I remember the physical feeling of relief that depression happens.
Yep.
I will get through this. And within days or weeks of, like I said, I binged over 2 months. Over those 2 months, I could physically feel the change in my brain.
Wow.
As I walked through that depression and got out of it.
Wow.
Thank you.
So awesome. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you went all in on that Sunday basket thing.
Oh.
Your posts were amazing.
So it's a lot scary to stand here and look at you all. Usually.
Okay, I'll just stand right here.
Okay, it's a lot better.
Okay, I'll do this for everyone then.
So I just wanted to stand up and speak because it's very scary, but I feel like this has been a really wonderful weekend. I've learned a lot, just trying to get out of like some mindsets, but the image I got, and I said it in the testimonial, is that for so long I feel like I've been just swimming up towards the surface of water, and I feel like I can see like the light at the surface, and the one thing I wrote in, or I said, is that I didn't run out of breath, right? I was underwater for like forever, but you don't run out of breath, you keep breathing somehow. And there is light, and one thing that I've done, I've always lived my life kind of haphazardly, I think, just sort of like, and I've been very lucky, you know, just sort of, the next thing has come, so relaxing is really important, just relax, the next thing will come, but to have some purpose and some consistency, I think is actually my breakthrough here, because it's going to be crucial if I'm going to actually purposely create my life, and in my life, I do want to become a professional organizer. I feel like moving so much in my life, I'm actually skilled at it, and I'm actually intuitive with people that I can help them. And if there's anything I want to do, any place, an area I want to help, I'll help people. I think I can do it in this area and to give people a foundation, because I've always wanted the best for everyone, that means all of you, and I'm now learning I want the best for me. So, like you said, for me to become my best self, it's going to ripple effect and make me more effective at helping you all. So
yes.
Thank you for listening.
So much so.
Thank you so much.
Once you get yourself organized, you want to help other people get organized. And it's once you know how.
I'm actually organized. I'm a very organized person. I didn't realize that not everyone could do that.
Yes, right. Yeah. It's definitely a learned skill.
Yeah.
It's definitely a learned skill.
Hello. I've been following Lisa, I think, from the beginning, and it took me many years to kind of buy into the idea of her programs. I was like, who is this lady? What is she selling? And I am a very organized person deep inside. I was that kid that organized her crayon box by color. Is it not on?
Perfect. Okay.
I organized my crayon box by color when I was younger, and I would organize my parents' pantry, and when I had kids, my first child, everything was still good. I kept the toys in one little basket and everything was good. And suddenly, as more kids came into my life, I have three, my life went into disarray and it was embarrassing. I was mortified if anyone came to the door. And I don't know what happened, but I felt desperate for change. And I was embarrassed because I am an organized person. I used to be the person at work that people came to me and said, Jen, I need help with my cubicle. Can you help me? You're so organized. It was heartbreaking to realize I needed help. So bought the program. I'm on round two, but I'm about to move, so it's on hold. but what I got out of this weekend is that I like everyone else. And it's something I had not realized. I thought I was kind of unique, that I'm like kind of losing my crap all over the place. and the more I was hearing everyone else's stories, it was comforting to know that we're all kind of the same, and I like that. And things kind of got more crappy, if you will. When my oldest son, who's 12, was diagnosed with autism in fifth grade, which is a very late diagnosis, and we missed all of the early interventions. And we have been struggling. He just finished sixth grade and has been a nightmare of a year. So when I saw the Embrace thing come up, I was like, I'm going. I don't know what it's really going to be about, but I need it. I need to regroup. And I feel like I've had a moment to regroup. And I brought my friend Amy with me, and we had a great drive together from Maryland. And I'm just happy I came, and I hope you do another one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jen made me come up here if she would talk, so I don't really know. I came with Jen, number one, because I need a vacation very badly from life, and I listen to all your podcasts, and I try to implement what I've learned from Jen from the 365, and it's been amazing. So what I got this weekend was, our table has formed this amazing bond, and I have learned from each and every one of them that they were like, and this is going to sound so crazy, but every one of them was placed there for a reason. And just simple talk has turned into something that you would never even think that you're going to be there to help someone, you know, and every one of us at our table have a connection, and it's been amazing talking to them, and like, I feel that they were put there. And because I hold up a strong wall and I do not cry, and I was like, I'm not going to cry this weekend, and I still haven't, but I am on.
It's coming.
It's. I feel it. And like, I had a psychiatrist, one time tell me, like, you need to cry. You need to cry to feel better, and it's coming. So thank you very much. It's been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know if I'll be able to say all this, but my life's pretty much a Greek tragedy. My child, she's 15. She has a trach, vent, G-tube, whole nine yards. So I've always had a very stressful motherhood. My husband had a stroke 2 years ago. That's how we found out we had a hole in his heart. They don't check you for that till after the stroke. My mom was always my biggest supporter. And we lost her in March. She had a clotting disorder. I had sinus surgery now. I show signs that I might have a clotting disorder. And my twin sister and my dad kind of forced me to come, which was wonderful because I do very much have the guilt of trying to do something for myself, but this was something very important. I kind of really relate to Lisa because of her history with her children, and there's just not many people who get it, but you get it, and listening to some of your stuff, my family gets it better too. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say thank you for that. Mm. And tattoos aren't all bad. I got this one when I lost my mom.
I know, this is going to be on the podcast. We're talking about my daughter's getting a tattoo. Raise your hand if you had a tattoo. I've seen a lot of them. You can raise it higher, like it's on your body. It's not going away. So I see them when you walk by. Thank you for sharing. Did you want to share more?
No.
Okay. No, running away. Those of you on the podcast listening, they're all introverts and they're hiding like miles away. I'm like, come on to the stage. I don't bite. I've been talking all weekend. Keep lining up if you want to share. I think one of the things that you get when you come to a weekend like this is what I say on the podcast all the time, but I don't think you believe me. We're all the same. We're all struggling with this stuff. You are not the only one. You just think you're the only one because you're in your house. And as you were sharing, I realized that when my kids were little, I stood in the cul-de-sac and I got to talk to the neighbors. Or my kid was playing in the field with the dandelions, but I got to talk to the people on at T-ball. Or you're sitting there while your kid is trying to do the little dance thing and you're talking to the other moms. But as your kids get older, you lose the friends. And so you don't have anyone to relate to, so you think you're the only one. You're not the only one.
Hi, okay, I came last year, and a bunch of my friends that were here last year that I met, we all swore we'd keep in touch, and we didn't, but we're all here this year, and now we have, we've got it worked out this time, right? We got it worked out, okay. But what I wanted to say to those of you who this year are coming here with such hard things, and you're crying, and all of that, that was me last year, and so you will, from this, I said before, I did not go away and accomplish any of the things that I said I was gonna do, but I made myself last year come up and tell everybody what I was gonna do. I didn't do it. But what I did do was I got rid of the guilt, and I had a heck of a year this year. It was crap. Everybody has those. Everybody, all of y'all have something from this year. So that's what I love about this. And the other thing is that I was telling, we were talking, none of us ever spoke at conferences or anything like that. But when we came last year, we all wound up speaking. And I make myself do it because here, this is the only place I've ever been my entire life where it felt safe, other than if I'm talking to my husband or my best friend. And so that's a good thing, and it's something that we can all build on just through the friendships we've made at the tables and everything. But I just wanted you to know that if you're crying this year, and we have to force her to do this again because I know she doesn't want to, but we got to find a way. I keep telling her that, because every year gets better. And even though I didn't accomplish those things that I thought I was going to accomplish, I finally took a year out and just said, right, you've got to get your health together, because that was the number one thing for me last year that was holding me back, and it was making me feel guilty because I wasn't working anymore and I wasn't doing a lot of things. I just felt lost. So I spent a year working on my health, and we've been going for walks and stuff. Last year I couldn't have walked 25 feet anywhere. And so that was that. That was last year. So I know, you know, Lisa says to pick, you know, something and then just do the first thing. Last year it was health. This year I'm going to actually get those things done that I said I was going to do last year.
Do you need to reiterate them?
No, I'm not saying them out loud just in case they don't have them. But what I did do is I went ahead and I got on the waiting list.
Okay.
For that. And I decided, because I was on the fence about that, but what I decided...
Which is the certification program,
yes.
FYI.
Yes. So my biggest problem is that I haven't been able to focus on any one thing. And my brain has been mush for several years now. So... But I did successfully get one who's going to college in the fall and just one more left at home, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. So I signed up because I thought this is going to give me a focus and a purpose. And even if this isn't, you know, my multi-million dollar business that I, you know, it's a first step and it's something that gives me some focus. So I appreciate all of y'all, because hearing your stories, everybody's right. Hearing the stories makes you feel like you're not alone.
Thank you. I feel there are a couple more of you that want to share, and I'm willing to stand here awkwardly, and it's not even awkward for me. That's the problem for you. So that a few more of you can share.
We call it wait time.
Okay, yes.
Teachers are very familiar with this.
We're very good at it.
We're very good at it. Mm-hmm. So my table has been amazing, and I want to thank all the women for being so open and honest and sharing their stories, because we shouldn't take it for granted that it is easy to do. And I am single. I do not have children. And sometimes when you walk in the room, people will close up to you because they're like, you are not us. And of course, we had an amazing time and a wonderful experience. And I did give another testimonial, and one thing that we came up was, you know, this really is for everybody, and that even the men would have been surprised at how well they would have been supported as well.
I was wondering about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think this would be a safe place for anybody. I am one of these people that is kind of an out-of-the-box thinker. If you're familiar with colors, I'm a green personality type, so I'm the person that stands there, says, if you turn that around, you could do so much better. And I am a questioner, so I always kept thinking, maybe even though I'm listening to this podcast, since it was an app, you know, this is something I can do on my own. Well, I can also clean, but I've hired cleaners. I probably could have figured all this out, but I'm very happy to be in All Access. And it is something that I am a functioning minimalist, and it simplifies my life, and I thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. You're so welcome.
So, I'm one of those people that had that crappy year this last year that somebody was talking about. All the crap happened, people. Last August, I moved out of my home with my three children when my husband was out of town. And it was something that had needed to happen for a while.
You can do it.
And even though you know, like a lot of people think, ugh, you must feel so free, and it's like, there is a part of the freedom because this was a very controlling situation, but there's also, you're grieving the loss of what you thought your life was gonna look like. And this is, when I met Lisa, I was like, you don't know it, but you've been through a divorce this year. Because, you know, getting out of bed is hard. All the things are hard. And you're trying to be there for your kids and you're trying to keep it together. And I'm super blessed with my family. My mom is here with me today. Like, I couldn't have done it without them. And I have a wonderful church family that came and packed my stuff up while he was out of town and moved me across the way. Like, I'm so blessed, and you feel like, ah, this is so good, but it's so hard. And so as cheesy as it is, those days when I just didn't want, like, I listened to your podcast. So when I asked my mom to come, I was like, okay, so I've drank all the Kool-Aid. Pretty much, Lisa could stand on the stage, sing the ABCs, and I would be like, I love you. It's a true story. So I just, you have been such a blessing in my life, and I just want to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome.
But me too.
I love being in your house with you, by the way, and in your cars and all the places, but I'm not going to sing the ABCs. But every other song that we've had, I have sung all the words. So Amy says, I'm taking pictures of you, but you don't stop singing. But not the ABCs?
Not the ABCs. I thought I should come up here because I'm pretty sure I don't know the name of the podcast or the number or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure there's one podcast where she was just talking to me. And so I thought I should come share it all with you because, I mean, it was like brilliant. It was like a light going off. When I turned 40, I don't know. You said that there's some kind of magic in that, and I don't know, but we really were struggling as a family, having a hard time. My daughter was 14. She was just coming to understand that she was having a tremendous amount of trouble with anxiety and depression, and like this was gonna be a thing that lived with us. We had to deal with it kind of deal. And back in the day, Dr. Phil would say, you know, you're only as happy as your saddest child. And I've only got one child, so I mean, it was like all wrapped up in her. And, you know, when she's crying on the floor in the fetal position because she can't get to school, by the time I get her to school, my day's shot. I don't want to do anything. It's 7:45, but I've just been through this emotional ringer. So I'm on the couch and I'm doing nothing. And the problem with that was I used to be this intense perfectionist, like very organized. Like I was the one that people would come in and be like, you're so organized. But, so I had this huge internal struggle because I was like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I do this? You know, when I was 26, I had my life together. And so I just kept struggling to be 26. Like I wanted to be 26-year-old Jill who could do all the things, you know? Never mind the fact that 26-year-old Jill was angry and aggressive and no fun to be around, but I could do all the things. So I just was struggling with this, you know, what is wrong with me? Why can't I be myself? That's what I thought, you know? I just don't feel like myself. And then I heard you say, if you used to be organized, and now you're not, you are not broken. And I mean, it was like that right there, fixed me. I was like, that's a different person. I am not that person anymore. Why am I trying to be that person? You know, you're like, you're in a new phase of life. You need new systems. Okay, so it's not a character flaw and it's not a failure on my part. That, you know, oh, my kid's a mess and I'm a mess and I can't keep it together and I can't get off the couch. It's, we've got new stuff going on. We've got different stuff going on. You're not broken. Mm-hmm. That was huge. And I will say the one thing from this weekend that will run in my head, and you might think it's not like a big deal, but it will run in my head for a long time, I think. I really look, and I think this runs along with depression and anxiety and that kind of thing. You know, I don't want to get up and get dressed. I like to wear my yoga pants all the time. I don't want to put on makeup. I don't want to do my hair. I don't. And you were talking about it taking you a little bit of time. And I was like, yeah, see, it takes a lot of time. Look at all that time I'd be wasting getting up and getting ready. And you're like, but I'm worth it, darn it. And so are you. And I am going to hear that every morning when I'm like, do I want to get a shower? You know, I'm going to hear you say, you're worth it.
Yep.
That was amazing.
You are. You are worth it. You're welcome. Thank you. Raise your hand if someone in your family struggles with anxiety. Raise your hand if someone in your family does not struggle with anxiety. Does not. Okay, for those of you on the podcast, that's 3 out of 65 families do not struggle with anxiety. It's huge. You are not alone. Anxiety is crippling. It is not as diagnosable or treatable as depression, and it is taking our kids out. It is taking our kids out, and it paralyzes them. They don't know what to do about it. We don't know what to do about it. We aren't ready to parent for that. There's nothing in the parenting books. There are no doctors that specialize in anxiety. I'm sure there are a couple, but it's not mainstream. Children are not being diagnosed with that. They're being diagnosed with this and anxiety. I wonder if it's all anxiety. That's what happened to Abby when we homeschooled her. We reduced the anxiety, and the smile came back. Can't all homeschool our kids? She's going to graduate next year. Life is going to go on. There is something we are doing to all of us that is causing a ridiculous amount of anxiety. I'm the only person in my family that doesn't have anxiety. I think I just give it. Even the dog has anxiety. Does anyone else want to share? Anyone want to share?
Start to cry because I hate crying.
Okay.
Oh, good. Maybe no one can hear me.
She's not. We're going to laugh while you talk. Ready?
Okay, great. Thank you. So I'm Jenny, and not to sound like an AA meeting, but.
That's called all access
all
for
access,
everyone.
Right, exactly.
All access meeting.
In 2008, I had just been through a year-long severe near hospitalization illness. So I was 35. and I wasn't getting better, and I wasn't getting better. And finally, I found out that I have fibromyalgia. So in all of a sudden, I lost my whole entire identity. I had my own business, gone. Everything I thought I was, gone in one moment. So it has been a very hard 12 years since then. And I feel really alone, because if you don't have a chronic illness, and I, again, not comparing, not saying more harder, it's just a different kind of hard, and it's very isolating, because everything is a push. I mean, it's, if I wanna do anything, even if I just wanna sit up on the couch, if I wanna watch something, I have like this much energy, and then I have to dole it out really preciously. So I, and also I'm a hermit, so I don't mind too much staying home alone by myself. But I love it when I can connect with the community, and it's been a very long time since I've been able to do that. So of course, I got sucked in by the podcast, because I was looking for, you know, encouragement, and then I was like, ooh, the Sunday Basket, because I love finding communities where there's stuff. So I was like, well, I'm definitely doing that. And then there's, eventually I was in All Access, and then All Access Platinum. And then, of course, I said, I have to go to this. I've never been able, I can't travel, I can't fly. So I can only go to things if it's within driving distance of my house. And it's hard to travel. Just being in the car makes my pain go up to astronomical levels. But I said, this is worth it. This, I know I'm gonna pay for it, I will. I'll be out for at least 2 weeks with pain and fatigue, and probably I'll be in my pajamas. It'll be like, what's,
1,000 hour close?
Yes, exactly. Okay. But it's been so long since there's been anything that I was able to come to, and willing to trade all of that energy for. Oh, and maybe the biggest thing, it was big enough that I was willing to ask my husband a really big ask, which is, can you take me? I know it's 8.5 hours each way, and there really isn't anything for you to do. But I know I can do it if you do it. And he said yes, because he wants me to be happy. And thank you, I know. I told him he's famous, that everybody here knows what he's done. And maybe the even bigger, biggest thing is that I haven't groveled. I haven't thought, oh, I asked him this huge thing. Now I have to make up for it by, like, I don't know, squishing myself down or trying to find 8 million things to do to make it up to him and then be out for a month instead. So I thank you all, because we were talking about breakthroughs and about dreams, and we were sharing about what we are doing, what we aren't, and everybody was like, you know, I think that maybe I'm not doing that much. I think that, and so I said that because I really do. I struggle with that a lot. Like, oh, I just sit at home and I don't contribute at all. And they said, you do a lot, and started listening and talking, and I can't tell you how much that helped me, because I don't hear that, you know? So thank you for all of that.
Thank you for coming. And look, you didn't cry.
I didn't.
You didn't, I know. Check that off the list. This will probably be the last one if anyone wants to get in before this dude. No?
Yes, I want to be the last one.
Okay.
Anyone else? So you guys all already know my story, so I don't really need to say anything. I've just been sitting here, hearing all these breakthroughs, sitting in the back, just crying my eyes out the entire time. Literally, it's mind-blowing to see you change everyone's life. It's so, so crazy. I'm seeing someone from having like such a perfect life.
Your life is perfect?
Feels like it, because you gave it to me. It's been so amazing to see you change everyone's. And I love all of you. You guys are all amazing.
Joey would like us to take this on the road as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would like to do this again as well. So, we'll see. You got some more school to do first. Okay. Let's kick this thing off. Good job. Thanks, everyone. Oh my goodness, you guys. Embrace was
Amazing, of course. And I know so many of you are like, we want a virtual Embrace experience. I can't go. Like, my daughter's getting married, or like real legit things that you couldn't change. And so you couldn't come to Embrace. You're like, we want a virtual ticket. And I'm so glad I did not do a virtual ticket, because it would have stressed me out and our audio went out and the Wi-Fi would have been spotty. And I would have been very, very, I just would have worried about it. So I did not promise a virtual ticket. However, my son was like, Mom, we have to do this. And I knew that some kind of a virtual experience would be impactful for everyone involved. So we did audio recordings of all of my talks. We did lots of videos. We did everything that we could to capture the experience as it was happening, but allow me to be fully present with the people who were at Embrace and not worry about delivering a virtual product on the back end. However, we were able to save almost all of the audio recordings, and I was able to modify the workbook to work for you at home. So we have created a virtual Embrace experience. Oh my gosh, you guys, wait till you hear what's in the Embrace bundle. So you know me, I have these really big, weird, fabulous dreams, right? So the Embrace experience, and what was so great about doing it in person is it was really a orchestrated journey, a combination of videos and songs and reflection and journaling and my talks and table sharing. It just moved you through this whole experience I wanted you to have. Now, obviously, in the virtual experience, you don't have the table sharing exercises, but I was able to get everything into one page on Organize 365 to start with a song and my talk and a video. You were able to experience all of that part in the virtual Embrace. So we created a virtual Embrace experience. But you can't just buy a virtual ticket. We have a Embrace the Journey bundle. In the Embrace the Journey bundle, you guys, oh my gosh, it's so much fun. We have the online component where you could go through the whole Embrace experience. We modified the workbook from the live event to be specific for those of you at home. We gave you a signed copy of the Mindset of Organization book. You get a ticket for Planning Day. So if you've been thinking about doing Planning Day as you're starting your next round of the 100-day program, a ticket for Planning Day is included in the Embrace the Journey bundle. Also, you get to pick whatever workbox you want. You know, part of the Embrace experience was figuring out what is your next thing. What is the thing that you want to pour your time and energy into after you've been pouring your time and energy into your house? What happens is we get really good at finding time to pour into our house to get an organized house. And then one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be organized. And now you're going to have all kinds of extra time and energy. And what do you want that time and energy to be used for? You could pick any of the 8 workboxes that we have in any color that you want in the Embrace the Journey bonus. And the last thing in the bundle, oh my gosh, you guys, the last thing, so exciting. It's a puzzle. It's an Organize 365 custom made puzzle. If you've been following me on Instagram, you know I got mine and I'm starting to put mine together, and you too get yours. So this is the Embrace the Journey bonus bundle. If you've not signed up for the 100-day program or all access yet, and you're like, this is my year and I'm going in and I'm going all access, you can just add the Embrace the Journey bundle right when you sign up for all access. It's called All Access Plus. If you're already in the 100-day program or already in All Access and you just want the Embrace the Journey bundle on its own, that's available in your shop. If you're not in the 100-day program yet, the Embrace the Journey bundle is not available to you because it includes Planning Day for the 100-day program. So join us. Join us in the 100-day program. There's a payment plan. So join us in the 100-day program. Start your year of getting organized and then embrace the journey with me in the bundle. The Sunday Basket Workshop Certification Program is open. I'm so excited. For more information, go to sundaybasketcertification.com. The program is open currently July 19th through the 28th.